Episode 446, October 7th, 2019.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A fucking great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? I think we have Marcus Serta back again with a hopefully a fully healed penis.
Yeah, Marcus, are you going to be able to give us an update later on in the show? We'll tease it because I think people are champing at the bit for that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can do that.
All right, cool. People, by the way, do you know it's champing at the bit and not chomping at the bit? Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
No. Sorry. No, Kirk always makes it a point
to say...
Champing at the bit, correct. Also, do you know that you don't get on track, you get untracked?
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, give me more, yes.
Robbie, did you know that?
That one I did not know.
That's all I know. Give you more? I don't know anymore.
Well, on these lines that we just read for something else, and you know, I spell it en route, E-N-R-O-U-T-E.
Mm-hmm. But it's en route, like E-N, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So is that right?
E-N is correct.
But is there any other place that you have E-N?
In vogue.
But that's
in vogue is EN.
Yeah, but that's a band.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
You said did I use
but
it? Are,
but if you say someone is in vogue, like in Vogue magazine, you don't spell EN.
Well, no. I think if something's in vogue, meaning it's chic or something that's hip, I think it is EN. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
If you're doing it the French way, it's EN, which is that's the typical way of doing it.
All right. Well, I predict.
Like en.
Will EN be a part of the show title this week?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Carol S. Brunner on our Die Laughing Productions Instagram message to say, listening to this week's episode, need more Marcus Serta.
It's probably a Marcus pseudonym. He's probably a bot or something.
Well, you're going to get it. We're going to give you more Serta. But first, I want to talk about something, Joe, that we forgot last week. You sent me a video. We've talked many times of me feeling like I'm getting disrespected on Twitter.
Yes.
Liked a tweet and then it kept disappearing.
How crazy was that?
You show a live video of you liking and then it just going away, not existing.
Now, I don't want to immediately ruin this bit or break or whatever, but I didn't have it. I had a bad internet connection. And so it didn't register it because it was letting me know it wasn't making it through because eventually I was able to like it. But I thought it was fucking hilarious, which it was.
It was super hilarious.
Can I tell you what the key to that is? The key to that tweet was?
To that bit or to that tweet?
To that tweet.
Because I've already forgotten what the tweet was.
Well, meaning the video where was the Katie filming. I don't know how she does it.
I thought you meant the actual.
She always manages. There's a. I just tweeted something out of me brushing Oscar.
Yeah, I saw that. Very romantic.
And it's me just giving him all the love that he deserves. And somehow Katie manages just to fucking cinematography the fuck out of it, where she shows me brushing him for the perfect amount of time. Then she shows his face. I don't know that I can ever.
That's just her experience with a smartphone, having grown up with it.
Is that what it is?
In her teenage years.
How are you able to do that, Katie? How are you able to make it so? Are you like a savant? Like you think you might have some directing abilities?
I'm just like a millennial.
Maybe it's just you're just really bad at it, and so she's just average.
I mean,
29-year-old.
Honestly, part of it is just because I've been on social media since I was 14 years old. Wow, but part of it is
I think I've been on social media since you've been 14 years old.
Yeah, but you're also like not as quick at texting.
Yeah, we talk about that.
You don't know really how to work Instagram.
Not yet.
You don't have a Snapchat.
I don't want a Snapchat.
Right, do you have a TikTok, Katie?
No, that's a little young for me. But
yeah,
the point is I have a lot of experience cross-functionally across social media platforms.
Cross-functionally.
Isn't TikTok like Vine?
Yeah.
Isn't it just little
videos?
It's
like the new Vine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually think they're really funny.
I actually signed up and then my name wasn't available just to have Rob Mara, so I didn't do it.
Oh, really?
That's what I want.
So there's another Rob Mara. Did you check out the other Rob Mara's videos
I should have. But Caitlin Canary from the radio station said there's something newer. Musically or something? It's like some other music Vine thing.
Let's get on it and start creating some music.
Let's crush it. On the tweet thing, I had another tweet or joke that people didn't get that pissed me off.
Go ahead.
Well, the problem with this, in order to give you the context, it will sort of explain. It'll give you a hint to the joke.
Got it.
So, all right. So last week, the weather, do you remember what it was like?
It was hot one day and then it was freezing the next
day. Yes, let's just assume it was the hot day.
Okay.
I said it's iced pumpkin spice latte season.
Because it's hot, even though it's fall, since it's hot, you have to drink it iced.
Right. And I had two girls like, ugh, I hate pumpkin spice. And I'm like, oh. I said, this joke is about the weather. I literally said that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I get how they might have had some trouble. By the way, if you don't read it that exact same day and you're just looking through, like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, they read it that day. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, it has a very short shelf life.
Oh, no, it's supposed to be. Aren't all? Yeah, it's just.
I know. I feel
they're
like.
They're not timeless classics.
I feel like my tweets are timeless.
Do you know that retweet? Do you think people think that you're being serious?
Somebody did.
That parody account?
Somebody did.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, somebody said, is this real or whatever? I'm like, you fucking. I didn't say a word. I'm like, all right, if you think it's real, I'm fine.
You know what I hate? I've always hated this, but you see it a lot. When people say that, I bet you wouldn't say that to his face. You hear people say that?
Yeah, by the way, they're right.
Yeah, but it's also like, why? Well, of course I'm just going to walk up to somebody and say, I think you're bad at football. Like,
yeah,
what
right.
kind of person does that?
That I hate. I also hate when people go, well, let's see you do better. Well, what
right.
do you mean? I'm not a fucking professional
exactly.
football player. I'm allowed to be critical of somebody at their craft being paid millions of dollars. Yes,
right.
I'm allowed to do that. On in our chat, there's somebody named Katie Stalker at Under Armour.
Sounds
and,
about right.
He I assume he says, hi, Katie, sexed me. And then he says, unblock me on Instagram.
Well, then I know it's not him because I didn't block him on Instagram.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is Joe's sexting abilities? Is he caught up to you with that? Does he know how to
sexing
use the proper emoji?
Sexting.
Sexting.
Oh, I thought you meant like us having sex.
No, if he is what it is, he's not going to get any better.
He just said, I love you. I love you, Katie, he said.
He's been meaning to tell this for years.
Matt Colby just said, Rob literally upset that a joke about the fucking weather didn't get more love. What about your tweets about airplane food, traffic, and happy days? Oh, he's coming at you hard.
No, the tweet was that people didn't get it. That's my issue with it. I didn't expect it to. By the way, it did get love. I don't like when people don't understand things. It pisses me off. Which is bothering me that he doesn't understand what I was saying.
You thought I was going to break the internet?
No, I thought people would get it because you have to. It's 95 degrees out on October 2nd. I thought people would recognize that that's abnormal. But apparently that was too much.
Aren't you supposed to craft the tweet so that everyone understands it?
Damn.
I think that
shade.
No, you're not actually. You can't explain. Like I had a tweet today that I knew no one would get and no one did. And I was happy with that.
Tell me if this is, I'm actually.
Because I knew it wasn't worded right and it was a super deep cut. Maybe Katie might get it, but you're probably too young.
I'm going to look it up while you're talking.
All right.
It's
something a girl would get.
I got a text from my niece. How old is my oldest niece? How's she, 10?
She's probably 10 or 11, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She texted me, you know, my pet peeve is when people tell me to calm down,
yep.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty funny, right? She texted me a screenshot of You Need to Calm Down on the radio by Taylor Swift.
Is that one of your faves, Katie?
It's a pretty good one, yeah.
She does love You Need to Calm Down. I actually said the next line, which is You're Being Too Loud.
Yeah.
How many Taylor Swift songs do you know now, Joe?
I probably know. Here's the thing. I could probably sit here right now and name 10,
mm-hmm.
but I probably know way more than that.
So, right? I mean, you would just recognize it if you heard it. You would be able to say that's Taylor Swift.
Let's do them. Red, Love Story, We're Never Getting Back Together, Blank Space, Shake It Off, Out of the Woods. what's the one?
You're actually naming deep cuts, which is kind of funny.
Blank Space? I thought that was a monster.
What's the one where she just put it out where she's changing her attitude or whatever?
Party in the USA?
Me.
No. What's that?
Me.
Oh, yeah. What about the one? Yeah.
She has one like Me, You, Mine. Those are the names of the songs. It's like easy to.
What about the guy who shit on her? What's that called? Why Do You Gotta Be So Mean? Is that the name of the.
Mean, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
We're never going to get back together.
Yeah, I had that one already.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, I know way more, by the way. I know a lot of them.
How many album titles can you name?
Well, they're all her age, or the year. There aren't they? One's the year she was born. What's that? Isn't there one called 1989 or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, she's not Adele. She doesn't just.
Oh, that's
her
Adele,
age.
Right. I don't know. Whatever. But I know a lot of them.
Is that okay, Matt Colby?
Of them I like.
Okay for Joe to talk about?
Can I tell you what I fucking hate?
You can.
I fucking hate Bodak Yellow. Is that what it's called?
Cardi B?
God, it's so fucking horrible, right? So I like.
I kind
of
like it.
A lot of them I like. A lot of them I hear. I go, oh, that's catchy. I like that, right? I love Lady Gaga.
You love Lizzo.
Yeah, Lizzo.
I love Lizzo.
I like Lizzo.
Like all that shit.
You don't like
but
her boobs, though.
I do not like her boobs. But that Bodak Yellow, that's the one song I'm like, I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. It's such trash. I don't understand it.
These is bloody shoes.
I
get it, right? Isn't that some expensive shoes that have red soles? I understand that.
Louboutins? Jesus.
Whatever
they are. Is this a dumb idea? Because it was in wrestling. You know how they just play someone's theme song and the crowd goes crazy because they know The Rock's about to
like
walk.
Wrestling or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah, in wrestling. Yeah. So when Eric does his thing in the Halloween thing, I think it's funny if we play that Lizzo song about I throw my hair back or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It's
throw my hair back.
Yeah, and then Eric walks out.
Baby, how you do it?
Feeling good as
that's
hell.
It, something like that. Baby, how you doing?
Baby, how you doing?
Is that funny?
Yeah, of
I just
course
gave
it's...
Robbie more work.
Robbie, I can't do it. No,
I have to download. I have to illegally download one song.
Yeah, but I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch is probably the most.
Yes,
we have that line though. Didn't you add that to something?
I added it as a side for Justin. I said because I've added it. I told a joke the other night about drinking White Claw and I love it.
Yeah,
and I said I took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% basic bitch. So I mentioned to Justin that he could throw that in when he's talking about pumpkin spice latte or White Claw.
Did you hear there's a White Claw shortage?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Hey, we went to a wedding this weekend.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of White Claw?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Everybody
it
at the
crazy.
Table. Everybody at the table was drinking White Claw.
Including
the guys.
Yeah. This is a super millennial wedding, right?
Except for Katie and I, who were drinking diet. I was drinking a Diet Dr. Pepper. That's what I was drinking.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, they were all drinking White Claw. Katie was drinking Diet Pepsi. I was drinking Diet Dr. Pepper. And then, I don't know, around 8:30, I go, I got to go to bed. And I went up and went to bed. That really happened.
Was there an open bar or was it just a limited choices?
That one was, there was coolers filled with alcohol in that
one. Yeah, it was a rehearsal dinner.
And that rehearsal, let me tell you, it was catered by Mission Barbecue.
Strong.
Well, here's the key.
I don't know about the catering part, but I go there.
They nailed it. Yeah. Here's why. There's a bunch of different things that they serve at Mission Barbecue. But the best thing that they have is the brisket dry, and then you got to get the Alabama White. You might not know about the Alabama.
I know it's good. Yeah.
Because sometimes they have it behind the counter.
Yeah.
You got to go ask for it. Well, when I went up, they had the dry brisket and they had the Alabama White. Now, I try to control myself. If there was nobody watching, I would have gotten seconds and thirds. Right. I only end up getting one. I wanted more. But, they nailed the food at the rehearsal dinner.
I've seen people refer to White Claw as Zima Jr., but they're wrong. It's very popular. It's low calorie.
Oh, yeah.
It's here to stay.
I agree.
You think it's here to stay forever? What's the other one? Truly's the other one.
Well, just the regular seltzers, LaCroix I'm drinking right now. I mean, I think this whole thing is here to stay.
It's a low-cal cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me, this is Santana, who was
yes.
in your wedding, I guess we could say?
She was, yeah, she was.
My bridesmaid.
She was one of two people on Katie's side. Actually,
I walked into the reception with her and we did a shot together.
You know what's weird is that I had a best man, I had nobody else, and Katie had two.
Yeah.
Well, I originally just had the one, but Santana had asked me to be in her wedding, and I thought it was only right to ask her to be in
mine.
Well,
she's also your best friend.
She's like my best friend.
Right? Sure. So that, yes, but the point is that at Santana's wedding, she had a maid of honor and a matron of honor. They were both there.
And 10 total bridesmaids.
So including those two, there, yes, 10.
Well, you had the bachelorette party was pretty deep, right?
It was. We had two bachelorette parties, and there was 10 groomsmen, 10 bridesmaids, and...
It's a lot of White Claw.
I mean, it was crazy how many people were standing up there. There was too many people, so we actually had to sit down during the ceremony because it would have ruined all the pictures with that many people. But, no, we got our hair and makeup done, and we all looked fabulous.
You guys
did. The
day
was gorgeous. I told Joe he had one job to do, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hold on. We'll get there. So the first thing is Katie bought me a tie.
Okay.
For the wedding. Okay.
Yeah, an awesome tie.
I'm not saying it wasn't awesome. What I'm saying is
I'm going to show Rob what the tie looks like while you're doing this.
I saw this tie. I hadn't seen a tie like this ever. Okay. I'd never seen it. But I'm not saying it's not a great tie. I'm just saying I'd never seen a tie like this.
All right. It's a tie.
Okay. It was covered in flowers, much like the ties that we had for my, but it was also, it was about that thin.
I'm not a thin tie guy.
It was a thin
tie. I don't think you are either.
Okay.
And Katie said to me, everybody's going to be wearing these.
Okay. All right.
She said, everybody's going to be wearing these.
Like,
I didn't say everyone's going to be wearing them. I said, these ties are in.
I'm guessing you're the only one.
So I walk in the wedding, and there is not one of these ties. So you found, right? You can't find.
Every groomsman was wearing
hold
that
on.
Tie.
You're. So,
you
so
just said
I know
was...
I'm getting there.
Okay,
I'm getting
sorry.
There. Jeez. Anyway, so.
Well, he's going to be mad at me now for like a week. For
no, I'm not mad. I'm just like, let me tell the story. I'm getting there. So there was not a single other tie. You got to press it again. It's not on there. So there's not a single other tie that looks like mine. Finally, I see one guy, right? And this guy, his hair is down to here.
I mean, I like the look of that tie, but I'm not a thin tie guy.
Hair's down here, and he's got a mustache.
So he has hair down past his shoulders.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His hair's long.
Yeah.
So he looks kind of like a hipster, and he has a thin flower tie on.
Is it like when you wore those shoes, and then you saw some handicapped guy had the same pair of shoes?
Yeah. Well, no, Katie didn't pick out those. Thank God, later on, it ends up every person in the bridal party had a thin flowered tie on.
Gotcha.
So then it fit. But initially... When I saw no one else, I got a little nervous.
Did you say something to her?
No, she was in the wedding,
look,
so I couldn't.
Oh, okay. Every single bridesmaid brought their husband and or fiance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My husband is 21 years older than me, and I thought it might be good to put him in something stylish.
I think you got to stick with be age appropriate.
Yeah, you got to dance
age appropriate. I mean, it's not. He's not 80 years old. I mean, it's just
no,
it's
50.
A fashionable tie. He wasn't wearing like a custom pinstripe suit or anything weird.
That
he
would
just
be
wore
awesome.
A dark gray suit and a nice tie.
Let me tell you something else. So it was cold, right? It wasn't freezing, but it was cold enough to wear. You needed to have a jacket or whatever. So Katie needed a jacket. I was wearing a jacket.
Your sport coat.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Katie, do you want to wear my jacket? She goes, no, I'm good. Then another girl that was there, that was her friend, I go, do you want to wear it? She goes, yes.
Yeah.
So now this girl.
Well, that's awkward.
She was actually super cool, but I let her wear my jacket. Well, now all of a sudden my wife doesn't have a jacket.
And so, also, can I even add on to this?
Yes.
He also forgot to wear his wedding ring.
Yeah,
so
I did.
What?
He gave this girl.
That's
okay.
True, I did.
His coat to wear the whole time, and she was sitting with us, and he didn't have a wedding ring on. So nobody thought we were together at any point during the entire...
Hey, you know what else happened? Which is there's some...
Nobody thought you two were together? I don't believe
it. Yeah, it's hard to believe. So we need to take a break, too, but let me tell this one story, and then on the other side, I want to talk about the best man speech. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But so we're at the table. I'm at an important table because my wife is a bridesmaid. And there are 10 bridesmaids. So I'm at a table with almost all people that are in the wedding. So before.
And you're clearly the oldest?
Yes, by far. So before they get introduced, remember there's 10 of them being introduced. It's just me and like three other people at this table, right? So I'm sitting across from the girl that's wearing my jacket, right? I think I got it back at that point. But then one of the husbands of one of the bridesmaids sits right next to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now where's Katie going to sit, right?
So that's Katie's seat he's sitting in.
Well, I assume, right? I'm like,
yeah.
So it was weird that he was sitting right next to me.
You don't know this guy.
I do know him. I mean, I only know him from.
Maybe he was just waiting until I got there.
No, because what happened was he got up and he went to the bar. And me and your friend Erica are like, not Erica that we talk about on the show, another Erica.
Yeah.
I go,
his new girlfriend, Erica.
Why is he? And she goes, why is he sitting right next to you? We're both having this conversation. So I take his beer and I move it over one seat.
Oh, ooh, power God. Move.
So I move
now
it over.
I have to sit next to him after the awkward.
So I move it over. They're not in yet. They're still waiting to be introduced. He comes back, takes his beer, moves it back to the seat in front of me, and sits back down
bigger
right next to me.
Power move.
Yes, I don't know if this guy loves me or what the hell's going on, but eventually.
It's Joe Robbins from 98 Rock.
Eventually they did. The wife comes and she's like, what the fuck are you doing here? Where's Katie going to sit? So he's like, well, I thought that the bridesmaids would sit facing them.
Right.
And they're like, no, because there's also groomsmen that just sit next to me, please. And so. I ended up actually getting to sit next to my wife.
So did you bang that guy?
I did end up not banging him, but we actually have an ad we need to do.
You know, Joe, you and I, we love football. You work in a football capacity.
I work for an NFL, I actually work for a radio station, but.
Yeah, it's close enough, right. The Ravens. But look, at the end of a hard week, you sit down, it's Sunday, you relax, and you watch some football. And now you can do more than just watch. I mean, we used to go to Vegas, and the main reason to go to Vegas was not to play craps or blackjack. We wanted to gamble on sporting events.
We used to go to Vegas. I've been there 3 times purposely at the first week of Midnight Madness, so you can bet on as many games
March
as you possibly.
Madness.
What'd I say?
Midnight Madness.
That, too.
That's when they tip off.
I know what you're
season.
Saying. You know yes. what I meant. I know right. March Madness, right.
And we did that for your bachelor party at Atlantic City in March. Well, now you don't have to do that. You don't have to leave your house. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the game even more exciting than to bet on them, Joe Robinson.
That's right. Do the smart thing and go to MyBookie. It's with an I-E, MyBookie.ag. Nobody gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie has the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sports book. That's one thing I remember back when online poker used to be legal.
Right.
The payout was what was, that's where you,
that's where they
when
got
am
you.
I, yeah, when am I going right. to get my money? Because they hold on to it. These guys, fastest payouts.
Yeah, they're the best in the business. Again, it's just as important whether you're going to get paid as what you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best. It's where I play. It's where Joe plays. We are, you know, I have a segment at another show, the Michael Mara Show, where maybe I make some NFL picks.
Or maybe Nicky Diamond makes
and
his picks.
Maybe he's 4-1, so maybe you would be making a lot of money. This is the way to do it. Mybookie.ag.
Do you ever bet the parlays?
I love the parlay because a parlay is a way to bet a little and win a lot. You can bet like 3-4 games, you win them all, you get more than 4 times your money.
Yeah, if you feel confident, you play in another pool locally where you have to pick X number of teams or whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, how many times have you picked them all correct?
Not so far. No. One guy's picked 4 out of 4 2 weeks in a row, and we're mad at that guy. But if you did a parlay with mybookie.ag, he would be crushing it. We have a promo code, very important promo code, Robbie, R-O-B-B-Y.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. That's promo code Robbie with a Y, as in you play, you win, you get paid. Visit mybookie.ag today.
And if you're going to bet, use this. You're helping out
yes.
the Rob and Joe Show. And if you use the promo code R-O-B-B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anybody else who spells their name with a Y other than Robbie?
Nope. Just Robbie. R. Robbie.
All right. Use that promo code. That attaches back to this show. And if you want to help support us, if you're not a patron, you should definitely be using
absolutely.
MyBookie.com. And if you're going to gamble at all, why would you use another site.
You'd be,
instead of the one that's helping us.
You'd be stupid. It's also the best site. It's win-win. Why don't we each make some picks this each week, and then people can compete against us, Joe? Let's figure out how we're going to make that happen. We'll let Robbie do that.
Yeah, actually, I'm not prepared to make picks right now, but I'll make picks next week.
Oh, yeah. We'll look into it for next week. Cool. Sure. Don't pick the Redskins.
Now, back to the Rob and Joe Show.
Throw that mic down there.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle. Here's my spout.
I roll like Christmas Steve-O.
What's the biggest gig that that disappeared? Would have paid you the most?
Saturday Night Live.
That's the one. That
Robbie, you care to guess what song that everyone would know, very catchy, that is just simply the one lyric is the title of the song?
Is it that song we play in the 80s murder mystery?
No.
I don't know that.
No, it's the song Tequila.
Tequila!
And also, how about the fact that they bring their open drinks and just set them by the electronics?
Hey, that didn't happen, so.
Well, it happened to me.
He'd be like, my bodyguard, he would end up having to fight for me, right? I go, oh, you're like his girlfriend. Okay, he doesn't laugh. Well, here's the deal. By the way, I love Chipotle.
I would get rid of Five Guys, actually. Because all you can get there is a burger.
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Yeah, but it's the burger.
Have you ever eaten at Five Guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they said, hey, do you have a key? And I looked for it. I did. I had a key of theirs. Can't find the key.
Oh, no.
I can't find the key.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, do you understand that I'm trustworthy? Are you going to let me put up the five-plated clothing wall art that Robbie made up in here in the studio?
No.
What do you mean? Why not?
Come on. Is it because it's Under Armour's huge rival?
Because it's in my house, and it's Chris Restivo thing.
In the moment of the in and out, you are out. And on the approach going in, you hear pop.
Oh man! Did you miss? Were you a little off?
I missed the target ever so slightly. Yes.
Get ready to flare it out.
He's all over the place. 900 feet up to 1,300 feet. What an asshole!
We're all pulling for you, Marcus. Someone we will not have doing anything is Chris Restivo.
Hey, you know that fucker owes me a T-shirt. That Chris Restivo heavy.
It was a marathon. Do you prefer Five Guys or five-plated clothing?
I definitely prefer Five Guys.
On second thought, I decided I would get rid of Chipotle and not Five Guys.
On second thought, that was 3 weeks ago.
Right. Well, I've been thinking about it a lot. I have Restivo updates, but we'll get to that. So let's get back to the wedding.
Update.
And we have Marcus. We got all kinds of more important things.
Right.
So you're at the wedding. You're old. Everyone else is young, and they're drinking White Claw.
Right. Now, before the... They were getting ready to do the maid of honor and the matron of honor speech.
Oh, you're not.
So they were
going to
go
to this, are you?
Two of them, and then is going to be the best man. Mm-hmm. Now they've already let us know that the best man's hammered. They've already let us know that
he was hammered 2 hours before the ceremony even started, and then he was having trouble walking in to the reception when they were calling everyone in. So everyone was a little bit worried about how it was going to go.
And I was stressed. Would you be stressed? Like, I'm not looking forward to it. I'm stressed.
If I'm me at that wedding, I'm not stressed. I'm excited. But if I'm you, you're more connected to the wedding with Katie.
Yeah, I was stressed. Now, the matron of honor went first. She did a good job. The maid of honor went second. She fucking destroys it.
She was
She's
awesome.
Very funny. Nice. Okay. So I already, and I don't see the guys not up there. Okay. So now they're like, all right, if we can have the best man up here, you know, Frank or whatever the hell his name was, right?
Sure, it wasn't Frank.
His name was Eddie.
All of a sudden, he just comes meandering out of the cross through the dance floor. Goes
well, he
up
was
there.
Throwing up.
And it's obvious to everyone that he's drank too much.
Well, I don't know if people knew what I knew. I don't know. It wasn't obvious walking up, did you think?
No, I think the bridal party knew because we had been talking about it, but He did walk up and had a notepad in his hand. So I felt a little bit better when I saw that.
Right. Like he's going to read. And it was like a little, yeah, it was a book almost like the, I know it's a visual, like the book I have here. Right. And let me say this. Do you know why he was so hammered?
Couldn't be the White Claw.
What was your biggest criticism of when on the day of my wedding, what your responsibility was? What was your biggest criticism?
I had to hold the ring. I don't know.
I thought it was how early. Yes. How early?
How early? Yes.
Well, they all, how many, 10 people were there. So it was like a big party.
All the groomsmen get ready in this like cottage and it's like boys themed. So there's foosball and like a pool table and there's dart boards and then there's just alcohol everywhere. And all they do is just get dressed and get hammered until the pictures start.
So our character in our wedding murder mystery, the best man that's drunk. This is this guy. He did that.
Right, exactly.
Because I didn't drink that day until after the wedding.
Yes.
Good
and
thinking.
I'm sure he was nervous too, so he probably was trying to loosen up a little because, you know, he's not a party boy. He looked like somebody who didn't do that very often.
Yeah, you're right. He did. I just think he was a very unassuming. Is that the right way to say it? He's just... meek is insulting, so I don't want to say that.
Well, especially if you're not a party boy, if you're the day drinking, it can hit you hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I thought he started out pretty strong.
Well, what he did was he goes, well, Zach, you and I, we met when we were in the second grade. Hey, flips the page.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Right? Good start.
I'm co-signing this.
By the way, I'm actually going quicker than he went. No lie.
No, he was really slow.
He goes,
and then the next page, he was like, the second grade is... where we met, page turn.
So he's repeated that point.
So now, by the way, he started out, I thought it was going to be hilarious. Because the next thing he goes.
So did you guys think this was a bit?
Yes. I was kind of, because then he goes, I remember we loved Pokemon.
Yeah, he wrote, we love Pokemon. That was the shit then.
Yeah.
And people would laugh and he was like, yeah, one time I won that Charizard card from you, that was tight.
Yeah.
And Tommy, so I'm
Tommy Sambazo's loving this.
Well, he's flipping the pages.
Yeah.
But he also said, like, he had a joke he was building up to, and then I realized that he didn't quite nail it because he was taking too long. The joke was, I remember you were really upset because you lost your Charizard. Well, I'm letting you know now I stole it. That's the joke.
Yes.
I'm telling you without exaggeration, it took him 4 minutes to say that.
Yep.
It took him four minutes to say that. Now, the bride is not fucking happy.
No, because she knows how... Now, here's a series of events. She knows how drunk he is because she knows him.
Yeah.
So the people who don't know him might be like, he's obviously drunk, but maybe he's getting somewhere. Maybe this is a joke. But then people start clapping when he's pausing to wrap it up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
People are starting to be like, okay, right? But he thinks they're clapping to encourage him to keep going. So he's like, thanks, guys, thanks. Okay. And then he turns the page again. And he's just saying things that don't make any sense.
He kept going, that was the shit.
Yeah, that was the shit.
He needs some Oscars walk-off music. Robbie doesn't know what that means.
So I see her face, right?
She's
and I realize that this is starting to get really bad. So I'm like, okay, well, now I'm a bridesmaid. I'm responsible for trying to do something here. So I get up and I walk over to the groomsman that is, I know, sober. And I'm like, can you go get him, please? And he's like, yeah. So the groomsman stands up and he slowly walks until he's standing next to him. And he doesn't realize that he's trying to get him to wrap up. So now the other groomsman's just standing
next
to him.
There's another guy up there.
This is like an old school.
Yes, you're right. But you figure there was no Vince Vaughn, and then I take it right back around. There was none of that. That's right, doing a train wreck, I guess.
Oh.
So let's say it's you,
mm-hmm.
right? And Katie's giving me a look. I'd be like, Rob, you need to, it's not working, bud. You need to, like, you know what I mean? Because you're my best man.
You're going to do a little cut it off.
Right. You need to not do this or I'll take it from you or whatever. Because you think that that's the relationship that you have, but
the father of the bride was kept going, let's go. Like he was getting upset.
Yeah.
There were people that were getting very visibly upset and he's too drunk to realize what's going on. The groom is too uncomfortable to
intervene. He didn't stop it.
Yeah, but I don't really know how he could have.
I didn't find a good spot either. Right. Even the guy who went up to stand up there, he was trying to end it, but that made it even more awkward because the guy wouldn't stop, and now there's a guy standing next to
that's,
him.
That's now, yeah, now right. We've doubled the awkward. Yeah.
So now there's a pregnant pause, and I go, the only thing I can think of to do in this 200-room place is go, cheers! So I scream, cheers.
It's a good move.
Was, right? But it didn't work.
Everyone cheers and claps, and then once it's over, he keeps going.
He just flips the page. He just turns the page to the next thing.
Was he wearing a skinny tie?
He was. Yeah. He was wearing a skinny flower tie.
So finally he
got to the page.
Got to the page and he wraps it up and it was like, okay, we're good. Well, now we're like, you know, 15 minutes thrown off with a wedding. It's very chaotic. So they rush right into from the speeches to the mother son dance. Okay?
What song was it? I'm trying to remember.
It was a fun song. It was like an upbeat song.
Yeah, yeah, but I knew it.
Bodak Yellow.
Yeah.
It wasn't Bodak Yellow.
So Joe and I are sitting at the head table, and there's, no lie, about over 200 people there. The dance starts. Everyone's looking towards the dance, and we're watching, and I swear it happened in slow motion. You can tell me if you think this way. There was like probably a 75-year-old woman, okay?
Uh-huh.
She backs up. Goes to put her hand down on the table next to us, misses, falls backwards, lands on her back 2 inches from Joe and I.
Yeah.
We're the closest possible.
I could have just inched my foot and kicked her in the head.
Or saved her.
Well, it's funny because I'm like, I couldn't catch her, but I was immediately going to yank her up.
Yeah.
Because I saw that she didn't hit her head. And they go, don't move her. Nobody move her. So they stop.
Oh, Joe, it's not about hitting your head. If you could break your neck, you could hit your back, and you're not supposed to move people.
So they stop the dance.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Everyone's
it's done.
Freaking out, running over.
How close a relative is this?
So I had a nanny or something like that. So everybody starts crowding around. And, of course, so one guy's an EMT. There's another girl who's a assistant at some dermatologist. Move out of the way.
Physician's assistant.
Whatever.
But they kept playing the Lizzo.
No, they stopped the song. They run in, and basically they needed to sit her up, did, right?
They called an ambulance. I mean, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And, of course, it happened as close as possible to Joe and I.
We were the very closest. I actually saw it happen.
They put her in the concussion protocol.
I saw her fall. I saw the whole thing happen. I don't think I could have caught her. There's no way that could have happened, but if I knew it was happening, I could have easily. Just maybe took one step forward and grabbed her.
Katie, was there anything at this wedding that you think that Santana stole from your wedding?
No. I mean, we sort of planned in unison both of our weddings. Mine was very summery. Hers was very fall-like. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. She had a really cool photo booth that was really fun.
Yeah, we had some. I'll show them to you later.
Nice.
Katie. And she had a Yeah.
Matt Colby's asking if we can get some of this video for Patreon.
I don't know Katie has the video.
I can try to see if anybody does.
Anybody have that best man speech?
That would be nice, yeah.
No, the wedding was stunning. It was perfect. It was huge.
Do you think they videoed the best man speech? They had
somebody
to have, right?
Did. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Somebody did. Well, they had a videographer, so it is on video.
Yeah.
Oh, man, to get that would be nice.
Yeah.
By the way, this is something else. So I'm standing there. And now they started the lady, she's sitting up. Now everything's fine. But she stayed, partied, whatever.
Right, and her music comes
right,
back on.
She's fine. So I'm standing there watching the mother son dance. Who sidles right up next to me?
Gramps.
No, Eddie, the best man.
Oh, yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And he goes, hey, man. I go, hey. He goes, how'd you think I did?
Yeah, like.
Does he know you're a comedian? And
yes.
And they're on the radio.
He goes. I wanted to impress you. He goes, how do you think I did? Hey, I go. You did good. Yeah. I definitely didn't tell him he did bad.
Can I ask Rob something?
Please.
If Tawanda gives you a task for the day,
yeah, that's
like
been known to happen.
You have what 10 hours of waking day, like maybe 12, even more than that. Depends, right? So. You have one thing you're required to do to help her out.
Mm-hmm.
How important do you make that one thing to do, if that's the one
it's
thing
one
you're
task.
Required to do? Like, what do you do to make sure that you do that?
Oh, you mean like write it down?
Do you write it down? Do you set a reminder? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it's that important, she'll probably remind me, so I don't have to. Like, she'll text; it'll be in my phone as the message. But if I was really concerned about forgetting, I would put a note in my phone with an alarm.
So I didn't have one task, by the way. Yeah. Somebody, I had to entertain them. They came to my room. I had to drive them.
Into your room? To your room.
Yes. So there was a one of the girl who gave the great speech.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend he's a strength trainer at some college.
So you have a lot in common.
Yes. I said, do you still lift? Anyway. So he shows up and he gets dressed in my room, but he gets there too. We're not leaving until like 4, right? So I'm entertaining the guy. We're talking, blah, blah. I still have to get dressed.
You're doing the pie plate closer.
I do the pie plate closer. The one thing she said is, hey, don't forget the card.
Okay.
Okay. That's my one job.
Mm-hmm.
The card. Well, don't forget it.
Well, I put it in a place. I'm like, okay, I'm going to put it here so you don't forget. And you're like, I'm not going to forget. It's my only thing I have to do. And you put it in the glove compartment.
But I didn't forget. I did. I had it. Okay. And I.
You're here or you're at your hotel?
I'm at the hotel.
Okay.
So I park.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to my seat and I realize I left the card in the car. Which, by the way, I'm not. Let me just say this.
But you have it on the property.
I know. But Katie asked me to make sure that I brought it. That ended up not being important, but it is important for me to do the one thing that Katie asked.
Well, the thing was,
so I'm sorry that I didn't do that.
I'm walking up for the entire day when I'm like doing all this crap, and I walk up, and as I'm see Joe for the first time all day, he's carrying the card that he forgot, and he's going back to get it. And I'm like, oh, so he forgot the card.
She saw me walking.
Doing the walk of shame
back
with the card.
Back from the car to run and get
it. But you realize it before you saw her.
No, I realized as soon as I sat down, okay. I forgot the card.
So she didn't have to say where.
That
scores points for you. At least he remembered that
right.
He forgot.
You're right. But then he didn't have a place to put it anywhere. So like I ended up carrying it for a little bit and he ended up carrying it for a little bit.
I think this is a pass. Joe brought the card.
Also,
I think he did what he's supposed
to
do.
I got the card. Okay.
I also said, but hey, I got the 100. No, I don't want to get too far off track. I grabbed the girl who's wearing my jacket, by the way. I also had her card and I was going to go take it to wherever it went, but it wasn't anywhere near. This has nothing to do with Katie. Katie asked me to bring the card. I should have had it, but I didn't need to have it, if that makes any sense. You couldn't do anything with it until you went up to the reception.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we will get an update if Marcus Sirta's penis is back to 100%.
I have one more wedding story around the corner, if that's okay.
Be right back.
Jealousy, revenge, and a movie stunt gone horribly wrong. Hi, it's Justin from the 98 Rock Morning Show, and I'm not describing my weekend. I'm talking about the newest murder mystery from Die Laughing Productions, Halloween Whodunit. You've seen me play detective, a reality TV show judge, and even Marty McFly. Well, this time, I play M. Night Shyamalamadamadalamadaloom, the world's most celebrated film director, working on his new horror project. When someone is killed on the movie set, I go from directing the actors and cameramen to directing a murder investigation. And as always, you can play a part in solving the crime too, and maybe even play one of the suspects. Be a part of the mayhem and hilarity for which Die Laughing Productions has become renowned. Halloween Whodunit? Don't miss it.
Next performance October 27th at Magoobie's Joke House in Timonium. For more information on upcoming show dates, please visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So one more thing.
One more about this fabulous
one more.
Wedding.
The guy, the strength trainer. He had to leave early because he had to be at his game early the next day. Okay? Whatever school he's the strength trainer for. I don't know, Penn State, whatever. Not Penn State. Anyway, so he couldn't.
A pretty good gig.
His phone wouldn't work, and he needed to get an Uber to get out of there. So I ordered a Lyft for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meanwhile, then I look, and the guy's here, and he's like, where the, he keeps ringing me. So I know that this guy is not catching the lift that I got him.
Hurting your score.
I don't, we'll talk about that. I don't want to pick this guy up because I don't know how to tell this story. I don't know how to explain to him I'm not coming, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just hoping this guy gave him the license plate number. I'm just hoping eventually he finds the guy. He doesn't. So the next day, I get an email, or that later, I get an email saying they charged me $5. Yep. I couldn't care less. It's fine. I don't.
That's reasonable.
That's not what I cared about. I cared about the score. I cared about the score. Okay. And I think I've told you already, preemptively, every time I get in a Lyft, I go, hey, man, what do you prefer, Lyft or Uber? I always say that because they're going to say whatever they say. And I'm going to say the reason I use Lyft is you used to not be able to tip on Uber. And I wanted to make sure that I could tip. I say that so they know I'm going to tip them. Okay? That's all I want them to know so I can get my 5 stars.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, fuck, this guy didn't show up.
It's a lifetime of lifting.
I don't know how many rides I've had, and I'm pretty sure I got a perfect score. I don't know that for a fact, but I strategically do this so I can get my 5 stars.
The irony of the weightlifter screwing you on your lift.
So the next day, I email them and I said, hey, look, that's fine. I lost my connection, which was a lie. Jordan Peterson wouldn't like that. But I go, but I don't want this to affect my score. Can you tell me what my score is? I don't know what it is. I tweeted it. Do you know what it is?
I think I saw it. I think it's very good.
Do you guys want, Robbie, did you see it?
I did. I saw it.
Damn it. 60 rides. That's okay. 60 rides. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a big sample size.
I've never gotten anything but a 5.
Wow.
5.0.
That damn tip line.
On 60 rides. So he didn't, it ended up working out. Katie doesn't care. She's not impressed.
Yeah. You can't just go in the app and tell.
No, you can't. And really? As a matter of fact, I sometimes go, hey, what's my score? And they go, I've already lost it. Like it shows up when I show up on your phone to pick me up. But they don't. You figure you'd remember a 5.0. Do you see a lot of those, you think?
I don't know. Damn it. I guess you can't view profile. Son of a bitch.
All right. Well, while you're looking, Marcus Serta.
What's your score, Marcus? Your score in the bedroom. You broke your penis in a sex accident. So you went to the doctor. You broke your penis. And you have yet to have sex as of last Monday night. And this past week, you were going to get back
on the horse.
I started to say that, then I thought that might have a negative in the saddle.
Get back in the saddle, right?
Yeah. How did you, and how did it go?
It went better than ever, actually.
So it's improved.
It's actually,
you mean by going slow.
There's a definite reason why. So there is a little less sensitivity than I'm used to. So I can go longer.
Wow. I don't know if that's good for your wife. I don't know if that's good for you.
Ew.
Yeah, that's not something that interests. Katie's not interested in it going any longer.
Yeah, there's a lot of television shows she's into.
Yeah, so it goes longer. And
yeah.
By the way, you don't want to be desensitized, do you?
No. Was it going longer because you're going slower?
And I'm not desensitized.
I would think you'd be going.
Sensitivity level, because I'm usually very sensitive, and I found that I'm not.
It's good to know. You have a sensitive cock. Got it.
Yeah.
It means I can
do more tricks in the time allotted. Yeah.
What do you mean tricks?
Yeah, what do you mean by tricks?
More moves, more positions, more techniques?
Well, look,
I've never heard it called tricks.
I like
the
term tricks, like he's on a skateboarder.
He doesn't
ollie.
Well,
sometimes I'm sure that you experience only one, maybe two positions or tricks.
I got
you. But because of the lack of sensitivity, I can do 5 or 6 now and not have to worry about it.
He's just...
Look at you.
Turning tricks.
I don't even know 6 positions.
No.
Can you name
the 6 positions? Okay, you got Mish.
Right.
You got
Doggy.
You got
top.
Her
on top.
Cow.
Reverse cow. That's basically it,
so
right?
Sideways situation?
Yeah, yeah. There's that. Sideways.
There's the side scissor.
I'm not a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Side scissor.
I love it.
Yeah.
That sounds...
The reverse scissor? I'm just making up.
You basically get her leg up on your shoulder. The other leg's basically between your legs, and you're giving it to her good.
Are you standing? Are you doing that?
Oh, I definitely did a standing position, yeah.
I don't
I'd pull
want
her over to the end
that.
Of the bed, you know, and then I'd stand there, and yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Sometimes Katie holds me up.
So you're saying this accident has improved your sex game?
So far, it seems to be the case, yeah.
So you'd do it again if you had to, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that I've already done it multiple times, and it's been fantastic.
He's saying you'd hurt yourself again if it meant even more improvement.
That's what I meant. How long did it last?
First time, probably about 45 minutes.
Oh, my God!
Jeez.
God,
No, absolutely not.
Long time.
Marcus, that's about the right amount of time.
Yeah. Okay, Robbie, guys, by the way, I know you guys think this is like that they're like all into this, but they're really not. So,
well, maybe they are because of, I don't understand how Marcus's wife's in. How long you been married, Marcus?
We'll be 10 years in Feb.
All right, yeah, 10 years is, that's surprising, right? But Robbie's in a new relationship. You can't really count.
Robbie goes to bed at 9 o'clock and he's having 45 minute sex sessions.
It's a big commitment.
Like, no wonder he gets so mad when we ask him to do stuff. How does he fit it in?
Robbie,
that's what she said.
Have we asked this? How often are you asleep when it's still, light out?
It happens pretty often.
But somehow you might be getting away with it now, but when you start initiating sex at 6:45, that's not sustainable.
Really? You think?
Is this 45 minutes sustainable, Marcus? Aren't you going to want to just have some reasonable 5 to 10 minute joints in there?
Oh, we'll definitely do that as well. But I mean, it had been a while at the same time.
Well, that should make it last less.
Lots of foreplay action before I got right to the business at hand. So she got a lot of attention.
Oh my God. Are you counting the foreplay into this 45 minutes?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Is that part
yes.
of it? So you're counting the rubbing?
How do you like woo her? How does that work?
That voice of his.
Katie, if you just knew me. Katie, I mean, with my wife and I, we've always had a very magnetic relationship. So it's never mm-hmm. been a problem for me to get her going or for her to get me going.
Matt Colby in chat. Katie, name some more positions. He says,
yeah,
the helicopter, wheelbarrow, then the Alabama crab dangler.
Yeah.
Do you know that one?
I'm not doing the crab anymore.
He also said that swelling and scar tissue is the reason that you're lasting long. But he says it's true. You could have sex for 45 minutes if you wore a vulcanized rubber condom. That's true. If you have enough on you to wear
vulcanized. Hey, Katie, let's say Joe is going to incorporate a move into your sex life.
A trick?
A trick that was either given to him by Robbie or Marcus. Which one would you suggest?
Marcus.
Not knowing what it is.
Marcus.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of the raccoon?
God, no.
I'm dieting.
Can I tell you what it is?
Wait. Can we guess?
Yeah.
What is a raccoon known for? What does it do?
Well, I already know the answer, so I can't.
I don't know enough about what raccoons do.
So it's when you're getting a BJ.
Okay.
And then you ejaculate on her face, and then you punch her in both of her eyes. And then you run out of the room and you tip the trash can over on your way out.
I think that's called a crime.
So.
Is that one of your tricks, Marcus?
That's one of my tricks.
Yeah, that's
Tuesday. Oh, Matt Colby. Matt Colby has a gorilla face in here.
We know that one.
Yes, we know gorilla face. We do. Yeah. We do know gorilla face.
Just look it up.
Take a look at gorilla face. That's a popular one. Did we talk about that on this show?
I'm pretty sure we have. Yeah, yeah, we've talked about all that stuff.
All right, we done?
I think we're done. Restivo messaged me. He says that it's the Millstream is actually voted the best club in Baltimore.
By who?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that they're going to shoot a music video there. And I said, make sure that the girls wear five-plated clothing. And he said they will.
Did this happen or did this not happen at my great-grandmother's 100th birthday on Saturday? Was the Millstream mentioned at the birthday by somebody other than Joe and I?
Oh, it was, yeah.
My grandmother, great-grandmother, put all this money that they had given her, $100, $100 bills, and she had put it all over herself.
Right.
And my uncle said, I guess we're going to the Millstream next. And I was like, oh, God.
She had like a boa of $5 bills.
Yeah.
Would you rather, Joe, use the sex movie Learn from Robbie or from your uncle?
Ugh. Uncle Pat.
No. Uncle Pat's cool though, I bet.
Yeah, I would yeah, I'm sure they both look, I'm sure, listen, Robbie has enough moves to where he can get a girl to, you know, move in with him. He's done it like 15 times.
She's not interested, apparently, Katie.
So yeah, he's gotta know what he's doing there.
I got no moves.
All right.
Yeah, you do. You're putting you have moves? If I remember correctly. Didn't you have either like a colored light bulb or were you putting scarves over lamps? Weren't you doing that, Robbie?
He has mood settings.
And then you had music that was specific to different.
That, yes, but I don't remember a specific light bulb or something. I don't remember that.
But you know how to set the mood.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about positions and all that stuff, like the Kama Sutra. That's not me.
Well, there's only so many. You're not a Kama Sutra guy. You're too busy in the rowing machine.
Oh, my arms are so tired. You're going to have to get on top.
Let's do the reverse.
Constantly rowing.
Do the reverse rowing.
This move's called the crew. He gets on a bullhorn.
All right. Big Murder Mystery Month, DieLaughingProductions.com. Check them all out.
Yes, if you live anywhere.
Anywhere.
You can see this show.
Well, in Maryland or D.C. or Virginia. All right. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Raccoon.
Have you heard of puppies in a bathtub?
I have.
Nope.
Rob.
Oh, boy.
It's where you... Or like you're banging a girl and you try to put both of your balls inside of her tube, but one keeps popping out every time you try to stick it. It's like puppies in a bag.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just playful.
It's just fun. Yeah.
That's actually one of Marcus's moves, not Robbie's.
Good job, guys.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.